Okay, this is a wild story. None of it made sense when the news first broke last month of Ipe Mizuhara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, wrapped up in a gambling saga. And to kind of recap how this all went out, remember, the story first broke, it was Mizuhara and Shohei Ohtani's agent had both said, hey, Ohtani gave Mizuhara the money to go ahead and pay off gambling debts that he had racked up. And we were like, whoa, red flag.
To be clear, you said nothing made sense, as in it now makes sense. It makes less sense.
I think it does. It does make sense as you piece together what's coming out. A little bit more of how we got to the point where that initial Ohtani, great friend, paid off the debts of his interpreter. And we were like, yeah, right. You probably bet on baseball, buddy. Because immediately after that, the lawyers for Shohei Ohtani were like, he didn't pay this off. This Mizuhara guy stole it. And all of us were like, yeah, okay. Definitely was betting on sports then.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we were all like, all right, let's see how this whole thing goes. Well, yesterday, the New York Times released an article kind of outlining a little bit. And this is the important thing here is that if you take what the New York Times reported yesterday, the court documents that are being dumped today, and what the national writers and what ESPN is putting out there, you can kind of see how we got to this point. Because in the New York Times article that was released yesterday, they were saying that basically how this all played out is Mizuhara is pleading guilty and just saying, I did it. I stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off the damn gambling debts, and hand up, I did it, right? And then in the New York Times story, they say, yeah, but what we're hearing is that there's more. As part of this, you had, they were saying in the New York Times article that what happened in South Korea is that when this whole thing came to light, Ohtani's agent and Mizuhara were talking, were like, hey, what is going on here? And Mizuhara told the agent, he paid off my gambling debts for me. And so the agent in Mizuhara then went to ESPN at the time, and that's where we got the first version of this story. Okay. What the New York Times says in their article is that Mizuhara addressed the team in South Korea about what had happened, and in English had told the team, like, hey, you know, Shohei, he paid off my debt, and, you know, I bet on sports, I didn't bet on baseball, yada, yada, yada. Well, according to the New York Times, Ohtani knows enough English to get the gist of things, and after Mizuhara had addressed the team, was like, no, he didn't.
Just went, word?
Wait. I didn't do that. And that's when the lawyers got involved.
Mm.
So, and so that part of it, the agent in Mizuhara didn't want to go to Shohei because, like, I don't know, they're getting ready to start the season. And it was like the day before their game. Don't know why this is the case, but they just said, Mizuhara goes, yep, he paid off my debts. Boom, we're good. And they went to ESPN with that. Then Mizuhara addresses the team. Shohei's like, no, gets his lawyers involved. Mizuhara gets fired. And we were all left with way more questions than answers. Okay. So we kind of get an explanation of that. And that makes sense a little bit. But when I read the New York Times thing, I was like, hand up, still very skeptical of what happened. Today, we get this trove of documents released
from federal investigators.
And
so, reminder, federal investigators.
My goodness. As we are now learning the details, and this steady trickle is going to be coming out for hours because it's a lot of documents, we now know how Mizuhara could steal this money from Shohei Ohtani. I just want this to be very clear to you two in this room, any of my friends that are listening right now. If there's ever a time in my life where I have $16 million that you guys can steal from me and mm-hmm. I don't notice, times are good.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Times are okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. Mm. But what we're finding out is it wasn't $4.5 million.
That was just that one time.
It was upwards of $16 million that he skimmed from Shohei Ohtani. How can this happen? Well, the documents are showing that Mizuhara called banks pretending he was Shohei Ohtani because he had a bunch of his financial information. Because as we talked about this when this new story first broke, he's his best friend. He is like his right-hand man, the one guy he can rely on. And so he wasn't just an interpreter. He was a guy who handled business stuff for him. And apparently there was a bank account that Mizuhara, Shohei's agent, was like asking, hey, what's up with this bank account? And Mizuhara would keep telling him, no, it's a private bank account. He doesn't want a lot of people to know about it. Don't worry about it. Like, everything's on the up and up. Everything's good. What was happening with that bank account was, as money was going in, he was called the bank, pretended he was Ohtani because he has all of his personal information, and got them to change the phone number it was attached to, the email address it was attached to, and turn off any notifications that went to Shohei Ohtani about withdrawals and wire transfers on this account. So Ohtani's sitting there thinking everything's all right. And this is, by the way, another reminder, even the greatest athletes, very bad with their money.
Yes. The greater the athlete, the more likely they are bad with their money.
So it is making more sense of how this is happening, even though for most of us out there, it's like, no, like, I know my finances. I know what bank accounts I have. How in the world could you let this happen? Well, for Ohtani, when you have accounts in Japan, when you have several accounts in the United States, I guess I could see how this happens. This is a gross mismanagement by his agent, his financial advisors, obviously the interpreter, and Shohei Ohtani too.
What's insane about $16 million is it's significantly less than 1% of his total wealth.
Yeah.
And which is why it happens.
But so
it's insane to think about when you put it in that perspective, but like, it is a metric crap ton of money. But it's also, in the grand scheme of things, for him specifically, it's not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. For most people, this is a couple $100 going missing.
I don't even think it's even that.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's
like, he's like, yeah. For the average person, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't.
Because our brain can't compute that. The numbers in here that blow my mind is not the $16 million.
It's
the total bets.
The bets, and those are
19,000 total bets.
And we need to get to that.
Hey!
And we need to carve out a big chunk of that, because $16 million Ipe Mizuhara skimmed from Shohei Ohtani.
We know in this account.
Is the tip of the iceberg with this guy. He is a sleazeball of the highest order, because the details, the text messages that were exchanged between the bookie and Mizuhara, the details of what Mizuhara was telling Shohei's agent, and what federal investigators, by the way, are saying Ohtani fully cooperated, and he's in the clear. He's in the clear on this because of the lengths that this guy was able to go to in order to get this money. 19,000 bets. And he started betting in 2021. Okay.